So this is the Internet of Things show, and I'm Olivier. And today we'll talk about machine learning, no longer in the cloud, but at the edge. And we have Ted here, Hi. Ted Wei, who's going to talk to us about that.
All right, great. Hey, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good, thanks.
So we know that machine learning actually is critical to IoT scenarios, right?
Yes.
You can implement very rich algorithms to analyze a lot of data and predict maintenance and do things that are like almost magical. But there's scenarios in IoT where you might not be able actually to have everything happening in the cloud. Devices might not be connected all the time. You might actually also want to keep the data, the critical one down there, or data connection might be super expensive. So what do we do about it?
Well, then that's why we have the IoT edge. How do we build the intelligent edge, bringing all the AI and machine learning goodness that you can do in the cloud and actually being able to do that on an edge gateway device?
So when you say that, that's interesting because when you say it, I have the impression it's going to be as simple as, hey, I developed the model and I'm going to package that and I'm going to run the exact same model on a device. Is it that simple?
It is that simple. So
awesome.
Yeah.
Well, I knew it, but... Cool. So, well, I think the best is for you to show us the flow of I'm working on that model, I'm data scientist, I'm creating a model, and now I want to deploy that on an IoT edge device.
Yeah, absolutely. So what I'm going to run through is basically using Azure Machine Learning to be able to create and train your machine learning model.
Okay.
And then we will then operationalize that as a Docker container. And so the nice thing about having everything in the Docker container is if you're using one version of some open source library and I'm using some other version, it's all containerized, everything's happy, they just play together nicely on the IoT edge device. And as you mentioned earlier, this is super important because imagine you have a ton of data coming off of your factory, right? So, you know, one of our customers, what they're doing is they're taking pictures of assembly line products. And then they want to analyze those pictures to determine whether there are manufacturing defects. So instead of sending all of that data to the cloud, they can just process that locally on an IoT edge device, which at the end of the day is just a regular PC.
Yeah,
and so,
Well, that allows also them to react faster, right? Because if there's an anomaly that needs to stop a $1 million machine before it breaks, you might want that to not be, you know, at the mercy of a back and forth to the cloud where you never know what happens, right?
Right, right. So yeah, you have your latency concerns and you also mentioned privacy. You know, this another one might be a medical scenario where you have a lot of patient data. You might have images, medical images, and you might have doctor's notes and all of that you want to process to be able to come up with some diagnosis that you might want to help the doctors with. So that you want to process on the edge instead of sending to the public cloud
Makes sense.
So these are scenarios in which you can do that.
Right.
Okay. So as a data scientist, what I'm going to do is start up in VS Code. So VS Code, just any other code editor that's out there, open source.
And so as you're writing Python code
here? Just using Python code here.
Okay.
And what I'm doing is I have the ability to be able to just do all my coding here in VS Code.
Okay.
And I can connect Azure Machine Learning to various compute contexts, meaning I want to train my model. And so I can train my model locally on my machine if I want to iterate very quickly. But if I'm dealing with big data sets or if I'm doing maybe some deep neural networks and I want to have a lot of process, you know, compute intensive workloads, then I can connect to things like a CPU Spark cluster or even a GPU cluster to run my training jobs.
Awesome.
And so here I am in VS Code, and now I'm going to jump over to our workbench.
So what is that particular piece of code here doing?
So what I'm doing here is the example that I'm going to do is anomaly detection.
Okay.
And so basically taking in temperature sensor readings and a bunch of other information and being able to determine whether there's an anomaly.
Okay.
And so
without having to set any thresholds, right?
Without having to set thresholds, yeah, exactly. And so I think that's one of the properties or the beauty of machine learning, right? So typically, computers have to be programmed explicitly. You might have to say, okay, if it's over, you know, 23.5 degrees, then I'm going to call it an anomaly. But where did you come up with 23.5? So
with then the context might change, and the type of machine you're actually looking at is different.
Right.
Yeah. So you need something that adapts.
So machine learning is about taking in that historic data. You do have a human expert who might say this is an anomaly, this is not, this is an anomaly.
Okay.
So this is supervised learning where you have that labeled data, and based on that labeled data, what we're going to do is train that model.
Got it.
That code here is importing that data, and then we are basically going to train that model. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to change some of these parameters and run a bunch of different experiments to see which model would perform the best.
Okay.
And so let me jump over to our Azure Machine Learning Workbench application.
Okay, that's a new tool, right?
And this is a new tool, yeah. We just announced this a couple months ago in public preview. And now you have the ability to manage your data science projects all in one place. So if we're data scientists on the same team, everything is here. I can look at your results, you can look at mine, and we can iterate and improve based on what we have.
Nice.
And now I can look at various experiment runs. I can see which model gives me the most accuracy, the best accuracy. And then I'm going to jump over to our command line interface and run this command to be able to package the model with the highest accuracy into a Docker image.
Okay.
And this Docker image is stored into our Azure Container Registry.
Okay.
And so now this container contains my model. There's a REST API on it. Mm-hmm. And there's also integration with the IoT Edge Runtime.
Got it. So, that's when you have the Edge Runtime running on your device, you can actually configure it to get that Docker container, and then that one actually will have the inputs and outputs that it can set up and route messages between your various modules, right?
Yes, exactly.
Okay, love it.
And so that will be able to run on your Edge device, and that can run in the cloud. So let's say you have a cloud workload that's going to be taking in massive amounts of data. You can spin up an Azure Container Service, and it's able to scale out as much as you need. The same model can run on your Edge device.
Okay. Okay, so one command line is what?
Yeah, one command line call.
Awesome.
And that will give me my container. And this takes a few minutes to run, so I'm just going to jump straight now.
And I was just noticing, that's part of the Azure CLI tooling, right?
Yes, yes. Yeah, so that's integrated with the Azure CLI. So no separate CLI that you have to deal with.
Yeah, which happens to be Python as well.
Yeah.
So if you're a Python guy, actually, you're in heaven here. Love
it. I have a lot of fun there.
Cool.
So now what I'm showing is a data science virtual machine. It's a Linux machine.
Okay.
And so this is just acting as my Edge device.
It's your device. Yeah.
It's my
Got it. Mm-hmm. So the fact that it's a virtual machine is just artificial for the demo
Just for the demo here.
Could be an actual device.
Could be an actual device.
Okay.
And what I have here is the IoT Edge runtimes installed. And I'm just going to first look at all of the various containers that are that have been instantiated and are running on my machine.
So, here we see we have the Edge agent, which is the runtime itself. We have Edge Hub, which is the one that will establish communication with IoT Hub. You have the temp sensor, which
so the temp sensor is what's generating the simulated temperature readings.
Got it.
And this is sending that data onto the to the IoT Edge runtime, and then that is being picked up now by our anomaly detection.
Got it. Okay. Okay.
And so that's what's happening. And so let's just take a look at these events now. So again, all of this data is being picked up, and the anomaly detection model is reading in this data, and based on the model, it's telling you whether that's a normal reading or it's an abnormal reading.
So it's scoring the data.
It's scoring the data
On the device itself.
On the device itself.
Based on that teaching on that training that you did in the cloud.
And so I have the ability to take advantage of tremendous compute and storage capabilities in the cloud to train very, very powerful models. And so using that big data, big compute, I have a powerful model. And now this model can just run on the edge. And so now I have a very powerful model running on the edge, and all of this data that's coming, I don't need to send back to the cloud, right? I can just score it locally. And you can see here, there was an anomaly that was detected. So now this anomaly was detected, and this is what we can send off to the cloud if we so
to
choose.
To take action.
To take action.
Love it.
Maybe set an alert or something.
Got
Somebody
it.
Knows there's an anomaly. Let's take some action and figure it out. And then you can collect this data from all of your Edge devices. Now you have your data that's coming in from all over the world, and you can do analysis in the cloud to be able to improve this model. And then you can redeploy it back to your Edge device and have an even better
prediction. Because actually Edge allows you to dynamically then re-update that model on the device itself.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, that was pretty simple, actually. So creating that model, training it in the cloud, packaging as a Docker container with one line of code.
With one line of code.
Or a command line,
command to package that up with one line of code.
And then sending that to the Edge through the Edge and IT Hub infrastructure, which is like pretty straightforward as well, and then just running it down there.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So you save you save on bandwidth. Mm-hmm. You have your latency that is optimized down there. Right?
Yes.
And then you can also continue training that model in the cloud if you want with other data from other devices if mm-hmm. that very one is actually disconnected.
Correct. Right. Yeah. And this is a very traditional IoT scenario where we're just taking in readings and doing predictions on that. But you can imagine, what if we don't? What if it's just not these numbers? What if they're pictures? What are their sound waves? So now you have your machine learning model. It's a deep neural network that can process pictures. So we talked about earlier identifying anomalies in manufactured parts, right? Yep. So instead of sending a temperature reading to my model, I send a picture that I take off the assembly line.
Okay.
And then my deep neural net model will predict whether there's a manufacturing defect or not. And that I can also do on the edge.
Got it. But is it fair to say as well that you will still be running some beefy software, right, in these models?
Yes.
So you still need to consider if you want to do some analytics really fast on the images, for example, you need to have hardware on that device that actually has a GPU and has some of that computing power, right?
Yeah, that is a fair point. Yo, so these models are definitely, some of the beefier ones will require more computational power. So whether you have a lot more CPUs or even GPU machines or even other types of hardware, that will definitely be required. But now at least you can bring your intelligence as close to the data as possible.
Yeah, correct. Mm-hmm. So you basically fine-tune your hardware based on the needs that you have, but exactly on these needs, so you can optimize on cost of that as well.
That's awesome. And so if you're just doing something simple, taking a temperature and anomaly or not, you can just use a small machine, small cheap machine. If you're doing image processing, you just have a beefier machine as your edge device.
And so all of that, people who are watching actually can go try it out today?
Yeah, you can try it out today. Azure IoT Edge and Azure Machine Learning. So we have some extensive tutorials that you're able to follow and also just some of these solutions that we can put together and get up and running very, very quickly.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Ted, for coming.
Great, absolutely. Thank you very much.
Thank you.